1905 was a first for the University of the Louisiana at Lafayette Pride of Acadiana Marching Band, as it was their first appearance at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This year, they have been selected again. However, the only thing that is holding them back is the remaining $60,000 needed to cover the expenses. Professor Brian Taylor, Pride of Acadiana Marching Band Director, explains the cost of the entire trip is astronomical.
It's $450,000 to take 275 people from Lafayette to New York City for 5 days. That includes the charter airfare, the hotel, most meals, the events we're doing, with not included some free time. That comes out to about $1,575 a person for people traveling, for the students traveling. We're kind of boxed in by our football schedule because we have a Saturday football game the Saturday before Thanksgiving and a home football game the Saturday after. The only way that we can get our equipment to New York and still be at both ball games is by flying a charter plane. We're flying a charter 767 out of Lafayette, and that's more than half the cost of the trip.
The band has raised more than half of the funds through the sale of Pride of Acadiana marching band apparel, business contributions, and the Adopt a Band Member campaign. Taylor explains the benefits donors will receive through this program.
And we are pairing each person that has donated some money with a student who has been who is the recipient of that donation. So that donation goes directly to a student, and they're in effect adopting that student. So the student contacts the person and lets them know who they are and introduces themselves. Then after the trip is over, they're going to get together and talk with them about the trip and their experiences.
Each student was asked to come up with $1,500, and there are about 50 students who are having trouble raising some or all of the money. And if the students' funds are not reached, they will not be able to attend. Matthew Walling, a drum major for the Pride of Acadiana Marching Band, recounts how he managed to get the necessary money together to attend the parade.
I took on a job that's during this past summer that's not necessarily the best job that most people would like to have. I did overnight stocking, so which means I worked 5 nights, maybe 6 nights a week, from 10:30 at night to 7 in the morning. And I got paid $10 an hour for that, so it helped me provide my own way to the trip to Macy's.
Band members have already raised $300,000. Walling explains how necessary it is for all of the marching band members to attend.
We do a drill for Macy's. It's one little area that we do a drill, just like you would see at football games for halftime when a band performs on a field. It's going to be a smaller version, but any little gap of a person that's not there has a small impact to a large impact depending on the people that cannot get the money for it.
The band is one of only 10 marching bands selected to appear in the parade. It's the second time that the band has been selected for this event. And along the 2-mile parade route, the band will perform Christmas Cajun and Zydeco tunes along with Let the Good Times Roll in Herald Square. If the band plans on attending the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this November, they will need to finish raising the $60,000 needed for them to attend. If not, their dreams of going will be ruined. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Emily Page.